Hey y'all, welcome to I Am Grown Now podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Crown by Kes. Also on here, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, share, and also leave a voice message if you would like to put your input in, and I can also put it on my episodes. Now, I hope that your day is going well, and I'm going to jump right into the topic. Honestly, the topic is I'm tired, okay? That's the topic. The topic is I am tired. I am so tired, okay? Y'all know I get right to the point. You know, I'm just so tired of just seeing the same old, same old, same old sad story, okay? I'm so tired of seeing it. You know, things like this, you know, I'm already overwhelmed. You know, I have my own life. I have the things that I'm doing. And then you see things on social media and things that makes you upset, you know, that makes you angry, that makes you ask why and why this and why that. And so that's why I always talk about how you have to learn how to balance your life with the world, you know, balance your own life and versus the outside world. Because if you get caught up in that mess, I'm telling you, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous. It's just same old sad story. Just a different person. I'm just tired. It's like, why haven't, you know, we have our own issues in our family or whatever, however we was raised, right? And what people fail to realize is that you have to heal yourself, okay? And when you work and you do the work on yourself, don't get me wrong, healing is an everyday process. It's not a one-day fix, or it's not a 6 weeks or a month rehab or something. And you just, you know, no, it's an everyday process, okay? Now, I can feel the energy, the energy of the world. I can feel it. It's intense. It's emotional. It's sad. And so I have to get grounded enough where I have to say, hey, I need some me time, you know, to get myself together. Okay, because I can feel all of these emotions. You know, I can feel all of these things, right? And so, you know, I'm just so tired of seeing the same old, same old. You know, it's just a lot. You know, it's a lot that's going on. And that's why I am here to speak, because I'm human just like you. And I just want to speak on how I'm handling it. You know, how am I staying uplifted through the chaos? You know, how am I staying uplifted through all that's going on in the world, having to wear masks, having to mandate, men trying to mandate this, and they trying to do this, and having no tissue and no food on the shelves? Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. Especially if you have children. You got to see your kids go to school looking like they in prison. The kids got to wear masks. They can't even see other kids smile. I don't want to, as an adult, I don't even want to, why am I having to imagine if you're smiling at me or not? I got to picture, I got to imagine when I can just see your face. And that's a different story when you're seeing people in the physical and you're seeing, you know, that's sad. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people walking around like they robots. Like, wake up. Wake up. Are you telling me this is how you want to live your life? For real. Is this what you see for yourself? Is this what you see if you would like to have children one day? Is that overall, is that how you want to live your life overall, period? Yeah, I'm so tired. My head hurting now just talking about this. That's just how much has been on my mind today. You know, so much has been going on. You know, And like I said, you got to be a warrior. You got to be strong in this. You know, it's not easy. And this is why you got to have your own mindset. Okay? Who cares? Do whatever. See, my thing is, do whatever you going to do. Okay? But don't get mad at what I'm going to do. Okay? 9 times out of 10, you want people who's on the same scale as you. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, even though we have our differences, we still on one accord. Okay? We still on one accord. Like, do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. As long as we're on that same frequency. Bottom line. As long as we're on that same frequency about love, being, you know, genuine, integrity, dignity, character, like, yeah, like all that walking around here like robots and ain't no say so and everybody doing, man, come on, that's getting tired. That's getting tired. And I'm just talking right now because it's like I want to inspire you all and motivate you all to stay grounded, stay put. You know, if you feel something isn't right, go with what you're feeling. You know, if you feel you need to distance yourself, distance yourself. Set up your boundaries. Do not be afraid. Don't let nobody run over you. You're not a doormat. Stand on what you're going to stand on and be okay with that. It is what it is. You have every right to do whatever you feel to make sure you get your peace, period. So now I feel, you know, I'm feeling better now as I'm talking. But, yeah, I'm just tired of the same old, same old, same old story. Different person. Same old story, though. It don't make sense. Same old story, different person. Like, what's up? Tired of it. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody not for you. Stop forcing stuff. See, I've been seeing too much force stuff lately. I'm seeing too much force in this, force in that. Then people look at me crazy because I say, oh, you need to find you a woman, or, you know, you need to get you a woman, or you need to be around people that love you for real. You know, love you for real. Love you is meaning reciprocation. They show you. They ain't faking. They not trying to manipulate you. They loving you unconditionally. You know, they not holding nothing over your head. They ain't trying to fake the funk. Come on now. We ain't got time. We ain't got time. Be aware of your surroundings. Nobody got time for them people playing games. If you got to question it, if you feel like you confused, oh, baby, you got to get rid of it. Confusion can't stay here. Confusion got to go. Anything you confused about, you got to tune in so you can get the answers. Okay? You going back and forth, you being confused, you got to know it got to go. Because we already know confusion stirs up destruction and mess. If I'm confused about you and why you're here and the role that you play in my life, you got to go. You have every right to have clarity on whatever it is that you need to know and have, okay? Bottom line. Stay to yourself. Stay out the way. If they ain't on what you on, bye. Bye-bye. This is not a negotiation. So, you know, yeah, I'm just talking, y'all, because I'm tired. Like, am I the only one who's tired? Am I the only one? Just people just losing their life over just stupid stuff. Just stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. These people are crazy. Like, stop. One thing about it, I don't care about the title. Period. I know what I'm feeling. First of all, you got to know what you feel. Your feelings are facts. You just got to tune in. You got to pay attention. Your feelings is facts. Your feelings are telling you exactly what it is, period. I don't care what nobody's saying to you. I don't care how they making it all dressed up and looking all nice. Ain't nothing but an illusion. It's all make-believe. Stick to what you feel is right to do for you. No matter how hard it is, do it. Do it for you, okay? Yeah, I'm just so sick and tired of this. I'm just annoyed. I'm just annoyed, and it's just like, it just don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense. Like, I don't know why people think they need all these people around them. And baby, please. I'm good by myself. You know, you need people, of course. You need people, loving people. Yeah, of course. You know, but sometimes you need space, you know, for yourself to be grounded. At the end of the day, we all have our own path and not individually. You know, individually, we are our own person individually. So to keep up with our mental and our health and, you know, our spiritual and all its spirituality and all this here, like, it got to be all lined up. You know, healing from the past and healing from hurt and in a relationship or family members or whatever it is that you need, that you was broken from. You have to heal that. You got to heal from all that. And it's a process. So, yeah, it's not easy at all. But all you got to do is you just take it one step at a time. This is why it is important for you to write. I remember the first time I got a diary. I remember getting a diary as a gift. It had a little lock on it and everything. I had a little key that came with it. They must have thought I wasn't writing in that diary. I was writing in my diary at the age of 10. Saying how my day was. I'm writing in my diary like how my day was at school. Man, I wish I had that diary to this. I know exactly how it looked. It was the, what was it? What's that little show called? It's called Pooh Bear. I forgot what it was called. It was the bear with the honey and the tiger. And I forgot what it was called. But I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. It was the bear that had the honey. It was a tiger as his friend. And some other people that was up in there. Yeah, but I remember it had a big old rainbow on it. I remember my diary. My first diary. That was my first diary ever. And I wrote in my diary. And I had no idea that me doing that at the age of 10, 9, however old I was, that was going to be the major key of life. Writing down how you feel, writing down your goals, writing down the things that you are, the things that you are disturbed of or you unhappy with, you know, actually writing down how you feel. You know, actually saying, I want to let these things go and burning that paper. You know, releasing that. These things are major. You know, that's how you get in tune with when it comes to yourself. You write things down. You see it, you write it, and you know, you got people who be like, oh no, I put it on my notes on my phone. I'm like, Baby, I got to write this down on the real phone. I got to connect my fingers with that pencil and that pen and connect it with the paper. That's how you connect. So I got so many notes and all kind of stuff everywhere, you know, looking at my handwriting and just, you know, paying attention to yourself, you know. And just because you're an adult, who said you had to stop doing it? You got to keep doing that. I said, it was journaling, writing how your day went. Now, I got to write about this because I know that even though I'm expressing myself on here, I still have to write down how I feel. And it's been a while since I actually did it. Like, I've been writing down little notes and stuff like that, but I haven't really just wrote down my whole day. Like, you know, once you shut down and before you go to bed, you write down your day or whatever, how it went. You know? So you can remember. So, yeah. You know, I'm just overwhelmed with the energy today and just even yesterday with y'all, with the dandelion. It's just, it's so many things that's coming into the light. And like I said, all of this, all of the things that has been going on, like, it still always seemed like, even the light has got on the pandemic and all of these things, but it's still like, somehow the light always shines on a black person. This black person here got, you know, this happened to this black. And it's like, here we go again, getting distracted from the bigger picture. This pandemic, this whatever, 19, all of these things has happened. Not, did it say it only happened with just black people? White people, HB? No, it happened globally. And we're seeming to forget this here. We are seeming to forget that this has happened to us globally. Everybody, no one has been exempt. But here we go again, getting distracted by someone black. When the bigger picture is everybody. Globally, we are being attacked. Globally, we are being affected. Globally, we are all going through something. Globally. And this is what they don't want you to see. That even though you are going through your situation, there is somebody else in the same situation as you. Just because you don't know that, that don't mean that it's not happening. I didn't got confirmation from when I've talked to my clients that come sit in my chair that they are going through the same thing. It might be a little different in a sense, but it always go back to the same thing. It's the same issue, just a different way. So don't ever think that you are here and are alone by yourself, because you're not. We're all the same. What can't you not see? And I'm just so tired. It ain't making no sense. You know, so like I said, this, the issue, the main issue is globally, everyone is being affected. I'm so tired of the light being shined on black people, but it be shined in the negative way. So I'm just like, look at what's going on. The people wearing the masks, they look at you crazy. Like you got some type of disease. They don't want to talk to you. They barely want to talk. They look at you crazy. Look what that's doing. Look what that's doing. Then you're pressuring us, trying to get us to do this and do that. Then the price is going high. The price is skyrocketing on everything. Barely got food on the shelves. Then you want to put the light on this here, or on whatever you want to put the light on to keep us distracted from the global affection. Wake up. What? Can't y'all not see? You are going to have to be a strong individual here. This ain't for the weak. Keep your spirits high. Be optimistic about your life. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're going through. You got to push through. It's going to take some crying. It's going to take you to talk to the Most High. It's going to take all of that. You can't be afraid. If you want to see change in your life, what you too afraid to get on your knees and cry out? You too afraid? Then you don't want no change then.